You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. Residents of Arroyo Grande are facing major water cuts after the city council unanimously declared a stage one water shortage emergency Tuesday night. Low water levels at Lopez Lake, the city's primary source of water, is a big reason for the emergency declaration. Currently, about 95% of the city's supply comes from Lopez in an effort to protect the city's only other source, groundwater, from saltwater intrusion. Customers will be assigned a tiered amount based on their 2014 water consumption levels. Bob McFall is the interim city manager and says the restrictions will hit some harder than others.
For heavy water users, there's going to be a change in behaviors they'll have to have. Some water users are going to have to cut back 30%, which is a significant reduction.
Those who violate will first receive a warning, but could face up to a $200 fine. However, one-time penalties can be waived by attending water conservation school. McFall says they will be working a lot with the community over the next few months to educate and provide the public with tools to save water. These restrictions that will go into effect as soon as July 1st will also meet the governor's statewide mandate for reductions. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.